Okay, so this video, I was just chilling in bed and shit, scrolling, and I end up like stumbling on some adult content on the internet. And it was this great video. Let me see if I could find the name of it. Oh fuck it, skip. But it was, what was the girl's name? Hold on. I want to at least say the girl's name I found. Oh, why is it fucking, it keeps going back to the same fucking page. Lily Ford. Lily Ford, this little tiny little white bitch was like fucking taking fucking a banana. She's a banana gobbler, like Donovan Sharps. I gotta use another word because I think YouTube can track me. You say the wrong words and shit. She was a banana gobbler, and she was gobbling the hell out this dude's banana, man. That shit was fucking great. And I was just watching a pretty bitch do some shit. Like, so I just like to watch pretty bitches move. It's just, you know, it's just biology. Like, and I was thinking to myself, how much porn can like fuck with you for real? And porn, it really can't fuck with you because see, in porn, when you watch porn, man, like all you just see the woman already dressed up, dolled up, and ready to go. You know, you didn't have to sit through talking to the dumb bitch. Hey, can you show up at 7? Well, I gotta be there at 8. And then 8 come, like, I gotta be there at 8:45. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta talk to the bitch, and you gotta act like you're interested in her and all that shit. See, like, you're not seeing all the reality of, like, see, porn only shows you pretty much the only highlight of 95% of women on the planet is to get naked and open a hole. That is the highlight of most of them in the world. So porn, it has a way of like hijacking your brain because it bypasses all the just dreadful parts that come into dealing with 95% of women you're going to come across in your life. The dreadful parts is being having to actually talk to them. Like, and I was thinking, like, that shit, that like having to talk to the average woman makes me impotent. Like, it really does. It genuinely, and then what happens is it makes these women like me even more because I don't want to fuck them. Like, I can lay in bed with them and legit not want to, or they got to come trying something with me to get me aroused. Because like, after I have to talk to a bitch, like, I hate that shit. Like, here in Europe, like, because we got brothels here in Prague, man, and you could just go to a brothel. A brothel is a great experience because you just walk in this place. That's, you know, it's clean, it's well kept. There's bitches walking around in high heels and great lingerie and great bodies. You can see them because they're just walking around in lingerie all day. So you can see what they look like. They already have their makeup done, their hair done, and they're just waiting. And you don't have to talk to them if you don't want to. You just say, "Are you free?" "Yeah, okay, let's go." You don't have to talk to them. You don't have to hear about, "Oh, well, you know, I talked to my mother last night." You don't have to hear any of that shit, man. Like you just go and just fuck. But when I deal with bitches in real life, see, that's why I don't have a bitch living with me now. Because I got at least two or three of them right now who would definitely like move in like tonight if I want them to. Like, but I hate being around bitches. Like, I hate that shit, man. Because they are just like, after sex, they just get in the fucking way. They're slow. They fuck shit up. Like, just get the fuck. Like, oh my God. But yeah, that's what makes me impotent is having to legitimately talk to a woman. Like, that shit makes me impotent. But if it's like Bravo shit, or if a bitch is just a whore, like, oh, it's all good. Like, I can do that 4 or 5 times a day. But when you gotta talk to one, man, like, that's where 95% of them are gonna fall off, is when and they know it. Because that's why I said in a video a while back, a lot of pretty bitches, their biggest fear is having to actually talk. Because they know once they actually have to talk, most men wouldn't even want to talk to them. Most men wouldn't. Most men would just most men who had any common sense in their brain would go, ugh. Like, and walk away. Beautiful bitches know that. See that, and that's why a lot of beautiful bitches, they get mad when you try to ask them a question where they got to actually think of a response. That's why they get mad. But yeah, man, like this, like, this is what porn does to you, because porn it bypasses all, like, the other 90% of the time women are just horrible to be around for whatever reason. It bypasses all that, and you get to see them in the highlight of their existence with this stick, which is standing there smiling and then getting on her knees, opening her holes up. And after that, it's for most of them, man, for a lot of them. Because a lot of bitches out there right now on Tinder and Bumble and all that shit, they fall right in this category. And That's another reason why women can't keep a man, but there's a lot of women that can't keep men, is because after sex, this is why a lot of women find themselves as pumping dumps. Because after sex, there is nothing. They get in the way. They're slow. They're fucking something up. They need you to come fix something. They need something. They nagging about something. You got, like, you know, nobody want to be around all that. Bye. Nobody will be around all that. But yeah, man, like 90% of women, once they have to open their mouth and they're not putting a fucking banana in it, like, you just like, oh my God, what did I get myself into? I would have been much better off just watching porn and playing PlayStation. I would have been, my life would have been a million times easier just watching porn and playing PlayStation and just cooking my own food and doing my own laundry instead of dealing with this thing. For real. Then that's just the reality of it, man. And usually for the men who get women like consistently, they know like what I'm saying is true. I'm not trying to make fun of men who don't get women consistently, but what I'm saying, once you understand women and you get them, like you know it, man. It's like porn, it's porn and brothels and prostitution, it skips all that nonsense bullshit. It skips all that. I mean, I could definitely give pointers on how to get a bitch like a normal bitch too. But like porn and prostitution, it skips all that. So like, and it is much easier. It's just better. It's just because, like I said in other videos, man, there's two types of men who get hookers. One type of man is he just can't pull bitches. So that's the only way he can get a bitch to pay him any attention. And then the other class of men are the class guys like me, guys who can pull bitches, but we realize like a lot of time in real life, it's just not worth it. It's really just not worth the effort to put in to pull a normal bitch. And 90 to 95% of cases, it's just not going to be worth it. Everything you're going to have to do, it's just not worth the struggle. So you're much better off. It's overall in pretty much every demographic. In most cases, it's going to be cheaper just to buy a hooker, just to watch porn. It's going to be much more efficient and much more cheaper. It's just the reality of for 90 and 90. But there are some women who can consistently hold a conversation and speak and have their own perspective and points and speak intelligently about something. Every now and then you can find one like that, but it's not a normal thing. It's not. But yeah, anyway, I just had that side rant, man, because I didn't post anything yesterday and I didn't want, you know, people on YouTube to feel like I was like leaving YouTube behind because I did open a Patreon thing. So like, I didn't want people on YouTube to feel like I'm like, you know, just leaving motherfuckers behind and I'm just all about trying to make money and shit. So anyway, that's the video, man. Have a good day.